Today's Amud is Yevamos Chaf Aleph from a Beis. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from an Aleph, five lines on the bottom by the two dots Amar Rav. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss what we started mentioning, the different halachis of Shniyais, which were the arayis that the Rabbanan added. Now, if you look at the list of Shniyais, and the Braisa is not really a complete list, as we'll see on Amud Beis, there are Shniyais that are not mentioned in the Braisa. But Lamaisa, all of the Shniyais that we have, they could really be divided into two different categories. Which means that there are two different types of Shniyais that the Rabbanan Aser. Two different types of Arayas Midar Rabbanan, two different categories. One category of Shniyais is an Isser of it's an Isser Shniya because it's a generation away from it being an Isser de Araisa. For example, a person's mother is an Erva. That's Mida Araisa. So Chazal asserted also a mother's mother. A mother's mother is a Shniya. The mother is the Araisa. Mida Araisa, a person's mother's mother, is completely Mutter. However, the Rabbanu were Geyser that she's asserted, and that's considered a Shniya because she's a generation away from being an actual Erva. So that's one type of Shniyais. One type of Shniyais is when it's a branch off of a Deraisa. And when it's that type of Shniya, when it's the Shniya that's up to the Deraisa, that it's a generation removed from it being Deraisa, so then the halacha is that it never stops, which means that a mother's Deraisa, a mother's mother is a Shniya, also a mother's mother's mother, and a mother's 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 mother, and a mother's 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 mother. It keeps going on for on and on. There's no end to it. There's no hefsek. Anytime you have that category of Shniya, that type of a Shniya, so then the Shniya never ends. Another type of totally different category of Shniyais that we'll have in the list is not that it's a generation away from it being a Deraisa, just it's a similar person as a different either Erva or as a different Shniya. It's similar to a different lady who's Aser. So for example, a father's mother. A father's mother is Mutter Mida Araisa, and it's not like it's not a generation away from it being an Erva. It's his father's mother. So why is a father's mother Aser? Because it's similar to a mother's mother. So since a mother's mother is Aser, and mind you, that's only an Exera really, it's an Issa de Rabbana, and it's a Shniya to a mother. A mother's mother is only Aser to the mother. Still, Chazal were Geizer, Exera, Legzera, and they also said that a father's mother is Aser. A father's mother, that's a separate category of Iser. That's because it's similar to the other Erva, so therefore they Aser the father's mother. Now, when you have that type of Shniya, so then it stops right there. We don't keep going on and on throughout all the generations. It's Dafka applies to the father's mother. So those are the two categories of Shniyais. So now with that Akdama in mind, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav says that if you look at the list, there are Arba Nashim Yesh Lahan Hefsek. There are four women that are in the second category of Shniyais, that they're only Aser because they're similar to another lady who is Aser. And Mamela Yesh Lahan Hefsek. We don't keep going on and on throughout the generations. There is a point where you stop, and that person's mother, or that person's father's wife, or so on and so forth, we don't continue on the Isser. And says the Gemara that even though Rav said that there are four ladies like this, Nakid Rav Biyadei Tlas. Rav said about himself that he only had three, he only remembered three out of the four. So says the Gemara, what are these three? Number one, says the Gemara, is Eshes Achi Ha'im Min Ha'av. Is your mother's brother, who's your mother's brother because they share the same father, your mother's brother Min Ha'av. Your mother's brother's Mina'av, his wife is Aser to you, she's a Shniya. Now why is she Aser to you? She Midaraisa, she's Mutter. But since your father's brother's wife is Aser to you, Midaraisa, your father's brother, at least when he's your father's brother Mina'av, your father's brother Mina'av, his wife is Aser to you, Midaraisa. So therefore Chazal were Geizer that also your mother's brother Mina'av, his wife is also going to be Aser to you, but that's a Shniya because it's just similar to a Deraisa. So there's no extension, it doesn't go throughout different generations, it stops right there. It's your mother's brother, Mina'av's wife, so she is going to be Aser to you. A second example where it doesn't continue throughout many different generations, is Ve'eshes Achia Av Mina'im, is your father's brother, but it's your father's brother Mina'im. His wife, midaraisa, is mutter to you. It's only your father's brother, mina'av, that his wife is going to be asr to you. But your father's brother, mina'im, his wife is mutter to you. Still, chazal were geizer that she's asr, she's one of the shniyais, but there also, it's just asr because it's similar to a different erva, and mamela there, it doesn't go out through different generations, she is asr to you, but it doesn't, but it stops right there. It doesn't go throughout different generations. The kalasai, another shniya, which is asr, and it doesn't go through different generations, is a daughter-in-law. So this is something that the Gemara on Amabez is going to have to explain, because kalasai is an esed haraisa. So what does it mean, kalasai? We'll see when we get to Chaf Aleph Amabez. Now, those were the three that Rav remembered. The Ze'iri Maisef, Ze'iri was Maisef, the fourth one, Af Eshes of the Imai. Now the fourth one is your mother's father's wife. Your mother's father's wife, so she is only a shnia just because she's similar to the Daraisa. It's really your mother's mother, or even to a shnia, your mother's mother's usher. Also your mother's father's wife, she's also going to be usher, but we're not going to continue that isser throughout more generations further up. It's just going to stop by your mother's father's wife, she's going to be usher to you. But it's not going to be your mother's father's father's wife. That's going to be mutter. We're going to stop it at this generation. Your mother's father's wife, she's going to be usher to you. Now, Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, v'simanich di'iloi de'rav. The simon to remember, which one of the four is the one that Ze'iri added, is the words di'iloi de'rav above Rav. He was one up on Rav, which means that he was one up. All the different shniyos that Rav mentioned were all one generation away from a person. It's either his father's sibling, his mother's sibling, so it's one generation up, or kalasai, daughter-in-law, which is one generation down. Rav, focusing now really on the ones that are up, so Rav, the ones that were generations up that Rav mentioned were all one generation up. It was a mother's sibling, it was a father's sibling's wife. It was all one generation up. But Ze'iri was Eloi the Rav. He was one up on Rav, he went another generation up, because he spoke about a grandfather's wife, which is a the mother's father's wife. So that already is one generation up. That's why the siman to remember it is the Eloi the Rav. Now says the Gemara, the Rav my time Eloi chashev lei. What's the pshat that Rav didn't mention it? It seems like a great example. Eishes avi imai. That seems like a great example of this also, of this second category of shniyos, which the iser stops right there. It doesn't go more up the line. So why didn't Rav mention this one? So says the Gemara, because michlafa lei be'eishes avi aviv. The reason why Rav didn't mention it is because it could get mixed up with Eishes Avi Aviv. Eishes Avi Imai could get mixed up with Eishes Avi Aviv. And Rashi explains that when it comes to Eishes Avi Aviv, your father's wife, there the Isser Taka does keep going up. The Isser does apply to a father's 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 wife and a father's 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 wife. The reason for that is because there the Isser is Atu Eishes Aviv. Eishes Aviv is an Isser De'araisa, is an Erva Midaraisa. So one generation up is a Shnia, is your grandfather's wife, is your father's father's wife. So that's already, it's because it's just a generation away from it being an Erva De'araisa. So there it actually does keep going. It does apply to a father's 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 wife and so on and so forth. So the reason why Rav didn't want to mention Eishes Avi Imai is because it could get confused with Eishes Avi Aviv, and their attack does keep going, so that's why Rav didn't want to mention it. Whereas Ze'iri will tell you back that Lahasam Shchiach Va'azo Lahachaloi Shchiach Va'azo. That it's not true. It's not true. It won't get mixed up. Eishes Avi Imai won't get mixed up with Eishes Avi Aviv. A person clearly differentiates between his father's father's wife and his mother's father's wife, because when it comes to your father's father's wife, your father's which is all on part of your father's family, so a person tends to hang out by his father's family more than he does by his mother's family. Interesting fact that the Gemara tells us. Everyone will have to check it out on their own, but I guess generally speaking, a person generally, or at least in the times of a Chazal, a person would more often hang out by his father's family than he would by his mother's family, and therefore he clearly differentiates. He knows the difference between his father's side, his Eishes Avi Aviv, and his mother's side, his Eishes Avi Imai. And again, so that's why Ze'iri wasn't geyser more generations up by Eshes Avi'imai, and because a person wouldn't mix it up, but according to Rav, he held that there also will be geyser because a person might end up mixing it up. So that's the Gemara Vayter now. Now we mentioned that the third one on Rav's list of shniyos that don't keep going, we don't keep going throughout more generations, was Kalasai, was a person's daughter-in-law. Now ask the Gemara, what we mentioned before is that Kalasai da'araisahi, that the isser of a person's daughter-in-law, a daughter-in-law is an erva da'araisa, that's not a shniya. What does Rav mean when he says that the daughter-in-law, that she's one of the shniyos, that it doesn't keep going throughout the generations? She's an actual erva mid'araisa. Tichsev, as the Pasuk says, ervas kalascha le'segala. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. So says the Gemara that Ema Kalas Benai. He wasn't really referring to Kalasa, he was referring to your son's daughter-in-law. Your son's daughter-in-law, she's a Shnia, and this stops right there. Well, ask the Gemara, wait a second, is that really true? Kalas Benai Yeshla Hefsik? Kalas Benai, the Isser stops right there. But your son's daughter-in-law is mutter to you? Va'atani, but we learned in the Braisa that Kalasa is an Erva, Kalas Benai is a shnia, your son's daughter-in-law is a shnia. V'chein ata aimer b'vnai uben b'nai atzav kol adayreis. All your grandson's daughter-in-laws, they're always going to be usher to you. Your son's daughter-in-law, your son's son, your son's son's son, your son's 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 sons. Every one of those sons, ben achar ben, their daughter-in-law is always going to be usher to you. Which makes sense because it's in the first category of shniais. Why is your son's daughter-in-law usher to you? Because your daughter-in-law is usher to you. So since that's an isadarais, so that's an erva midaraisa, so they were geyser shniya on one generation down on a son's daughter-in-law. So being that it's in that first category, it's just a generation away from it being daraisa, so then of course it's going to keep going. It's also going to apply to a son's daughter-in-law and so on and so forth. So that's all part of the first category. How could Rav say that kalasa, even if he meant kalas benai, how could he say that that's one of the shniyas and have a hefsek? So says the Gemara, Ela Ema Kalas Bitai. You're right, he never said it about Kalas Benai, he said it about Kalas Bitai. Your daughter's daughter-in-law, so that, it's true that she's a Shnia, because she's similar to your son's daughter-in-law. Your daughter's daughter-in-law might get confused with your son's daughter-in-law, and therefore is a Shnia, but the Isser is going to stop there, because she's not Asr Alts being a generation away from it, from an Erva, she's Asr Alts being similar to a different Shnia. Kalas Bitai is similar to Kalas Benoi, that's why Kalas Bitoi, that's why your daughter's daughter-in-law is Aser, Mamil the Isser is going to have a Hefsek, it's going to stop right there. The Amar Rav Chista, and like we have, that Rav Chista said over, that Ham Milsam Igava Rabba Shmieli. I heard the following from a big person, from a Talmud Chacham, Umanu Rebbe Ami, and the person who I'm referring to is Rebbe Ami, and the quote that I heard from him was that, like Asru Kala Ela Mepnei Kala. He said a cryptic line in Shir one day, which to us sounds pretty obvious what he's referring to in the context of our Gemara. But at the time it was very cryptic. He heard in Shir the Rav Ami said over that they asered Kala because of Kala. They asered a daughter-in-law because of a daughter-in-law. And at the time, Rav Chista didn't really know what Rav Ami was referring to. It sounded very cryptic that a daughter-in-law is asered because of a daughter-in-law. Va'amru li kaldoi. And apparently Rav Chista was walking home from yeshiva that day, and a certain stargazer said to Rav Chista that Malpana Havesa, that you're going to be a big chacham. You're going to be a Malpana. You're going to be a Bar Taira. So Amena, so I said to myself, said Rav Chista, I wonder what he meant. And whichever way he meant, I'm going to figure out now Rav Ami Shir. Igava Rabba Havena, if he meant that I'm going to be like a Bar Taira, that I'm going to be the Talmud Chacham, so then Asv Rami Daiti, so then great, so then one day I'm going to be able to figure out Rav Ami's line all by myself. I'm going to know what he meant, that like Asru Kala, Ela B'nei Kala. And he mikri the Dardiki Avena, and if he meant that I'm going to be a Malpana, means that I'm going to be a teacher, I'm going to teach children Torah, so then Ashela Lebmerabanan da Asu Lebekanishta. So then it's fine, I won't be the biggest Talmud Chacham, because I'm going to be spending my energy, I guess, on teaching others, but at least I'll be around Talmid HaChachamim, and I'll be able to ask them what the Pshat is. I'll be able to ask them what the Pshat in Le Asu Kala, Elo Lebne Kala. what that really means. Now, Rav Shteinman over here in Eil HaShachar, he brings from the Ritva Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, that even though a person is not allowed to ask stargazers for about the future, it's Isra of Tamim Tiyah. A person's supposed to act with full faith with Hashem. He's not supposed to try to figure out the future, and he's not allowed to go to a stargazer. But Lamaisa says the Ritva, if a stargazer tells you something, so you're allowed to believe it. Isra is not because what they're saying is Shtuyod, it's because we don't believe what they're saying. It could be what they're saying is true. It could be they have a chachma. But Lamaisa, you have a chiv of Tamim Tiyah, to just be Tamim, not to worry about these things. Lamaisa, if a stargazer tells you something, says the Ritva, you're allowed to believe it. It's true. You're allowed to believe it and deal with it. So that's what happened over here. Rav Chista never went to the stargazer. He was on his way back from yeshiva, and the stargazer said something to him. Mamela, he's being mafapo with it. I wonder what the stargazer meant. If he meant like this, I'll figure it out like that. If he meant like this, I'll figure it out like that. Al Kopanim, he's trying to figure out Rav Ami's shir. Said Rav Chista sometime later that Hashta Savarta Midaiti, that Lamaisa, now I figured it out on my own. I figured it out that what did he mean that Loyasru Kala Elamine Kala? He meant Loyasru Kala's Bitai Elamishum Kala's Binai. He meant that the Isser on the Kala, on your daughter's daughter-in-law, is Atu, your son's daughter-in-law. That's what he meant, that your daughter's Kala is Asr because of your son's Kala. That's what he meant, Loyasru Kala Elamine Kala. And Amar Le Abaye Le Rava, Abaye said to Rava, that Asbar Elucha, I'll explain it to you, Kagun Kalos Debe Bartzisai. It's like you find by the family Bartzisai that they have many different daughter-in-laws. Some of them are daughter-in-laws from the sons, some of them are daughter-in-laws from the daughters. You see, it's very confusing. They easily get mixed up, and so it makes a lot of sense that they would aser a daughter's daughter-in-law up to a son's daughter-in-law. And Rav Papa Amar, Kugan Kalas, the Rav Papa Bar Abba, where they're also, you see, they had a lot of daughter-in-laws from the daughters, a lot of daughter-in-laws from the sons, and they could easily get mixed up. Rav Ashi Amar, Kugan Kalas, the Mari Bar Isik, like the daughter-in-laws in the family of Mari Bar Isak, that also he had a lot of daughter-in-laws from the daughters, daughter-in-laws from the sons, and they could easily get mixed up. Now, Batsim, it's a pella why the Gemara, why the Amoraim had to give all these examples. I mean, it seems like a very straightforward thing that it could get mixed up, so therefore they assert it. We have to say all these different examples. So the truth is that the Shulta Gibayim brings from the Riaz, he says a fascinating chiddush. He says that what you see from this Gemara is that this whole idea that the Kalas Bita is assert, that Kalas Bita is Aser, Atu, Kalas Benai, it's only if you have a Kalas Benai. Those are the examples. We mean you see all these families that they had sons, daughter-in-laws, and they had daughters, daughter-in-laws, and they're easily confused, so therefore they Aser the daughter's daughter-in-law. But if a person only has daughters, or at least he only has married daughters, so then the Iser is only going to, then there won't be an Iser. There won't be an Iser on a daughter's daughter-in-law if a person doesn't have any sons, or at least he doesn't have any sons with daughter-in-laws, so then the Isser would not apply. That's what the Riaz wants to say. It's a big chiddush. It doesn't seem like it's paskin lahalacha, but that's how the Riaz explains our Gemara, at least to make sense of why the Gemara is bringing all the different examples. The Chassam Sefer gives a different pshat in the Tshuva and Evan Ezra Chelik Bey Simon Kuf Chavtes Ayin Sham. But that's the kash in this Gemara. Why the Gemara felt the need to give all these different examples. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Ibayiluhu, they asked the Shaila. Now, like we mentioned before, although we had a Braisa which listed the different Shniyais, it wasn't a complete list, we're more than fine, and with there being other Shniyais, and we know that there are other Shniyais. And with that being said, so there are some Shniyais, some people that we're not sure about. Did Chazal make them Aser, or did Chazal not make them Aser? One of those Shniyais in question is our Gemara now, Ibayiluhu, they asked the Shaila in the base Medrash, Eishas achi ha'em, min ha'em mahu, what's the halacha, your mother's brother, who's your mother's brother min ha'em, they're only maternal brothers, it's your mother's maternal siblings, your mother's brother min ha'em, his wife, what's the halacha by her? Is she usher to you or not? Which means like this, that Eishas achi ha'av min ha'em, ve'eishas achi ha'em min ha'av. We know that there are certain shniyais. really midaraisa, the only iser is on your father's brother, his brother from his father, his brother Mina'av, your father's brother, who's his brother Mina'av, his wife, she's asa midaraisa. They were geyser on your father's brother Mina'im, his wife as well, and also on your mother's brother Mina'av. But that's because in all those cases, the ikat sad av, there's some sort of av in the picture, meaning the daraisa is your father's brother min ha'av, his wife. So they made a shnia also when there's some level of av. So for example, your father's brother, who's his brother min ha'im, but it's mitzad your father. So there is some sort of tzad av over here. His wife is asur to midrabanan. And also your mother's brother, who's her brother min ha'av, there's a tzad av, so they asur his wife as well. But what about your hu de gazu rabanan? So only because there's a tzad av, maybe dafka by those cases, hu de gazu rabanan, maybe that's why they were geyser in these specific cases. Aval heicha de leka tzad av, but over here, in our case, your mother's brother, who's her brother, min ha'aim, so it's your aim, and it's your mother's brother, min ha'aim, there is no tzad av in the picture, so maybe, like gazur buhu rabbanan, maybe the rabbanan were not gazur on his wife, and maybe his wife is going to be mutter to you. Aydilma leishna, or perhaps leishna, they didn't differentiate, they said an isra on every sort of type of ant, any different type of ant you could come up with, an ant is aser. Why did they aser an ant? Because your father's brother Mina'av, his wife is an Issa Daraisa, so therefore, and she's an ant, so they answered all ants, they didn't differentiate even if it doesn't have its sad af. That was the shayla that they asked in the base medrash. So Amar Rav Safra said that of course it's going to be mutter, because he gufa gzeira, even she herself, even Eishas Achi Ha'im Mina'av, even on your mother's brother, who's your mother's brother Mina'av, even his wife is only aser midrabanan. She's only aser al tzegzeira. Va'anan nekom v'nigzer gzeira legzeira. And now we're going to aser your mother's brother min ha'im, his wife as well. That would seem to be a gzeira legzeira. So we the Chazal don't typically make gzeiras legzeira. And if so, l'chayrits pashut, that your mother's brother min ha'im, his wife, is going to be mutter to you. However, Amar Rava, Rava said, you're in the wrong sugya. It's true, we generally have a klal that Chazal do not make a gzeira legzeira. But this is not the right sugya to bring up that klal. Because atu kulhu loy gzeira legzeira ninu, look at the list of shniyais. There's so many of them that are a gzeira legzeira. And still, we see that Chazal made these by shniyais. We find that the rules were different. They made a gzeira legzeira. For example, the Gemara brings a few examples. Says the Gemara, example number one is, you have a person's mother, she's an erva, she's daraisa. A person, an erva, a mother is an erva daraisa. Aim imai, a person's grandmother, she's only a shnia. She's aser because she's a generation away from your mother, your mother's mother, she's a shnia. V'gazru al aim aviv mishom aim imai. And what did Chazal do? They said that also your father's mother is aser to you. Even though your father's mother is not a generation from an erva, your father, it's your father's mother. And so why did they aser your father's mother? Because she's similar to your mother's mother. But your mother's mother is only a shnia, is only nesed rabbanon. So what do you see? They were geyser, gzeira legzeira. V'gazru al aim aviv mishom. They were geyser on your mother, on your father's mother, atu your mother's mother. V'taymamai, and what's the pshat? Why did they do such a thing? I'll tell you the pshat. It's not just because. The reason why here they made gzeira legzeira is because it's so similar. It's because kulhu debe ima rapsi karule. They're all called grandma. Ima rapsi is another way of saying grandma. They're all called grandmothers. So since they asered your mother's mother, they had to also aser your father's mother, because otherwise you can't have one without the other. It's all grandmothers. If they would say that your father's mother was mutter, a person would think his mother is mutter as well. He doesn't differentiate. It's all the same person. It's all the same type of person. It's a grandmother. So that's why they assert a father's mother, just like they assert a mother's mother. Example number two is Eishes Aviv. A person's father's wife. Your father's wife is aser to you. She's an erva midaraisa. Eishes aviv. Your grandfather, your father's father's wife. She's going to be a shnia. She's aser midrabanan. She's a generation away from a daraisa. She's a generation away from eishes aviv. It's eishes aviv. Your father's father's wife. She's also aser. She's a shnia. V'gazru al eishes avi imoy mishum eishes aviv. Technically speaking, there should be no reason to aser your mother's father's husband, and yet Chazal asserted it. Chazal asserted your mother's father's wife. Sorry, your mother's father's wife. They asserted as well. They asserted her just like they asserted your father's father's wife. They also asserted your mother's father's wife. Mishom Eishes Avi Aviv. Atu the case of Eishes Avi Aviv. Now, what's the reason? It's a gzera legzera. Utaima Mai. What's the reason they asserted your maternal grandfather's wife? Because Kulu the Bei Abba, the Bei Abba Rabba. Karule, because they're all called my grandfather's wife. They're all they're all Zaidi's wife. It doesn't matter if it's your mother's father or your father's father. They're going to be very easily confused, and therefore they answered one unto the other. Example number three: Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'av. Your father's brother, who's your father's brother from Min Ha'av. That's his wife is Asur Midaraisa. She's an Erva Midaraisa. Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'im. Your father's brother, who's his brother Min Ha'im. His wife is only a Shnia. V'gazru al Eishes Achi Ha'im Min Ha'av. Mishum Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'im. And it's for sure true that they were geyser on your mother's brother, who's her brother Min Ha'av, they were geyser him atu eishes achi Ha'av Min Ha'im. So you see, v'taima mai, why were they geyser? Atz gzeira legzeira. Mishum de kulu de beidaydi kari luhu, because they're all your uncle's wives. So they were geyser on uncle's wives. So if so, my, what's the halacha over here? Don't tell me that just because it's gzeira legzeira, so it can't be chazal would have ever made such gzeira. It's not true. We find that with regards to shnia, he's being that they're all so similar, so chazal made even gzeira legzeira. And here as well, maybe even on a mother's brother Minaim, they were geyser on his wife as well, because she's also an uncle's wife. So what's the halacha? So it says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa. The Kiasa Rav Yehuda Bar Shila, Amar, when Rav Yehuda Bar Shila came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said over the following, that Amri B'marava, they say Tyre in Eretz Yisrael, and they say as follows, they say a klal, that kol sheh b'nekeva erva, any time you have that a female is an erva, so bizachar gazrel ishtei mishum shnia. So if you would replace that female with the male equivalent, his wife would be aser as well mishum shnia. We'll explain what that means shortly. But any time you have someone who has a female is aser, so if you replace that woman with a male, his wife is also going to be aser. Now before we get to the actual raya, the Gemara just wants to know, v'amarava uklalahu, is that really such a set klal? Every time you have a female who's aser to you, if you replace her with the male equivalent, so his wife is also aser, but what about chamaisa, your mother-in-law? Chamaisa is an erva, right? Your mother-in-law, she's an erva to you. Now what would be the male equivalent of a mother-in-law? A father-in-law. So now, it would come out that if a mother-in-law is usher to you, she's an erva, so replace her with the male equivalent, which is a father-in-law, and his wife, your father-in-law's wife, is going to be usher to you, she's going to be a shnia. But that's not the case. We had in the braisa before in Amud Aleph, that Eishes Chamav Muteras, that Eishes Chamav is not a shnia. She's mutter, perhaps, Asrat Marisayan, like we mentioned yesterday, but Lamaisa, she's not going to be a shnia. So the klal doesn't seem to be true. Another case, another example where the klal doesn't seem to be true. Bas Chamaisa, your mother-in-law's daughter, which is another way of saying your wife's sister. If she's your mother-in-law's daughter, that means she's your wife's sister. So your Bas Chamaisa, your mother-in-law's daughter, she's going to be an erva. She's your wife's sister, and Mamela, she's going to be an Erva Midaraisa. Yet, Eishes, so now replace her with the male equivalent. What would the male equivalent be? It would be your mother-in-law's son. So his wife should be a Shnia, but that's not true. The halacha is that Eishes ben Chamaisa Muteres, is that your mother-in-law's son's wife, meaning your brother-in-law's wife, so he's mutter to you. She's mutter to you. So you see that the klal doesn't seem to be true. In another very similar example, is Bas Chamav, is your father-in-law's daughter, is your wife's father, so his daughter, which is your wife's sister, she's going to be an erva. Yet replace her with the male and talk about his wife, Eishes ben Chamav, your father-in-law's son's wife, your brother-in-law's wife, she's going to be mutara, she's mutter to you. So you see that the klal doesn't hold true. A fourth example, Chayragtoy, a person's stepson, or really over here, stepdaughter, Chayragtoy erva, a person's stepdaughter, meaning his wife's daughter, from a previous marriage, his wife's daughter is an erva, she's asa midaraisa, yishu ubita. Yet Aisha is to now replace her with the male equivalent, and what do you get? You get your wife's son. Your wife's son, meaning your stepson's wife. Now, well, what's the halacha by a stepson's wife? That was mefarsh in the Braisa, that Aisha's chargai muteres, that your stepson's wife is mutter to you. Another example, a fifth example, bas chayraktoy, your stepdaughter, your step-granddaughter, your wife's daughter's daughter, bas bita, she's aser to you, she's an erva, yet Aisha's ben chargoy muteres, yet your step-grandson's wife, she's mutter to you, like we had in Amud Aleph. So you see that again, You see all these examples where the rule doesn't seem to be true. Al Kopanim, though, this was the rule that Rav Yehuda bar Shila said. It doesn't seem to be at all a rule that's set in stone. It's not always true, but it's a rule that Rav Yehuda bar Shila said. He said that there is some sort of rule that when you have an ikeva, so then the male equivalent, his wife, is also going to be usher. So now the question is if we have all these exceptions, so what was the rule said about? V'hadar Rav Yehuda bar Shila le. So then in what case is the rule of Rav Yehuda bar Shila said about? Lav lasuye, our case. This case of Eishas Achia Aim Min Ha'Aim is your mother's brother, who's her brother Min Ha'Aim, so his wife. And what would be, how would you apply the rule in this case? You would say that Kol Sheb Nekeva Erva, anybody that if they would be a Nekeva, she'd be an Erva, which is like your mother's sister. She's an Erva Midaraisa. Now replace her with a male equivalent, that make it your mother's brother, and make it even your mother's brother Mina'im, so his wife is gonna be a Shnia. That's what would follow suit. Bizachar Gazru Ishta Mishum Shnia. So you see, we have this rule, seemingly, L'chayr, to include this case, that your mother's brother Mina'im, his wife is going to be a Shnia. Now, so this is the raya that halacha is l'maisa, that it's aser. They asked in the base medrash, and the halacha seems to be that l'maisa, it is aser. Your mother's brother Minaim, his wife is going to be aser to you. Now the Gemara just has the question that maishna hani, what's the pshat that by all of these exceptions that we just mentioned before, chamaisa is an erva, yet eishas chamav is muteres, what's pshat? We had five different examples where the rule did not hold true, and then all of a sudden over here, by your mother's brother Minaim, so his wife's going to be aser to you, over here the rule does hold true, what's the pshat? What's the difference? Why by one word Chazal Geizer and the other one Chazal were not Geizer? So says the Gemara to answer that Ha Bechad Kedushin Mikarivla Hani Adi Katre Kedushin Lo Mikarivlahu. The difference is really how far away they are. But when it comes to your mother's brother's wife, your mother's brother Menaim, his wife, so she's only removed by one marriage. It only took one marriage to get her close to you. It's your mother's brother had to marry her. She's one Kedushin away. However, when it comes to the other arayas that are mentioned in those list of five, so there are always, it took two marriages for them to get to you. And just using one as an example, and you can make the cheshbon with the rest of them. The first one of the list of the five was chamaisai. So your mother-in-law, she's an erva, yet your father-in-law's wife, she's going to be mutter. Why? Because that took two kedushins to get close to you. First of all, your father-in-law had to marry her because she's your father-in-law's wife, and secondly, you had to marry your wife because she's not even your father-in-law is not really related to you. He only became related to you because you married your wife. So it takes two marriages for this father-in-law's wife to have any shaykhs to you. You had to marry your wife, and then also your father-in-law had to marry his wife. So since it's two kedushins away, they're abundant, we're not geyser over there. But in our case, where it's only one kedushin away, so therefore Chazal were geyser, in this case, that it's considered a shniyah.